Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Power Episode number 8. Good morning, Powered Up Nation. It's Financial Friday. I'm Pat Council, the Power Lady, and I love sharing ways to release your authentic personal power. We have a great show lined up for you today. We want to talk about improving your lifestyle immediately. Improving your lifestyle immediately. And later on in our show, Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial is going to come and talk to us about not panicking when it comes to stocks. And so he's going to give us 3 investment principles so that you don't panic about stocks. And if you say, well, I don't even have any stocks yet, you want to learn this because guess what? We have some programs that are coming up in the next few days that will teach you how to build from scratch, not just stocks, but how to build your dream life. And so you really want to learn this information. You don't learn it when you need it. You learn it before you need it so you'll have it. So with that being said, let's get on with our show. Before I start talking about ways to improve your lifestyle, then I want to remind you that we have some great shows this week. We talked about a lot of powerful things this week. We talked about creating value and the fact that you are valuable. And don't miss our episode on Eliminate to Illuminate, where I actually give you the morning daily power routine. I only give you the morning part of the routine. We are going to give you the nighttime part of the routine. But we didn't want to overwhelm you, so I gave you the morning part. And when you look at the power routine, you'll see that this routine, it may seem like it takes a long time, but it really doesn't. So go and check that out. And any of the other shows that you miss, you can go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com/blog. And you can see which shows you miss and go there and you can play catch up. But also on those pages, there are links that will take you directly to any of the information that we mentioned on those shows. And so you don't have to search around for them. Okay. Some of the things that you can see or get access to are things such as Simple Money Making ebooks. So you can sign up for that. Learn about passive income. And I've been talking about passive income for a while now and saying I'm going to share information in 5 different areas where you can create passive income or actually create more wealth and bring more of an income into your life or increase your income. And I've been talking about that for a while, and I decided that instead of just talking about that on the show and teaching all of this on the show, I want to know who I'm working with. And so you can go and get signed up for Learn About Passive Income, and the links are there, and you can go ahead and register for that, because the reason I want to know who I'm working with is because that way I can tailor that information specifically to you. And we're going to connect later, probably do a conference call, and you guys can get on that call where you can actually get your questions answered live and or right there in real time. And so we just want to have that intimate group and work together so that we can all get to where it is we want to be. I've got the books that I mentioned. I have links to those books. And so you're going to find a lot. So if you miss any of the shows, go back, check it out. All right, let's get on. We're ready for real now. Okay, I want to talk about improving your lifestyle immediately. And so I'm going to give you some things that you can do if you want to improve your lifestyle immediately. Now, this is Financial Friday. And so, but everything I share with you, it may seem like it doesn't have anything at all to do with money, but keep in mind that money is energy. Everything is energy. The table that you sit your coffee or teacup on, it's all energy. And so everything that I'm mentioning here goes to either increasing your energy, increasing your clarity, such that you can achieve the goals that you want to achieve. And one of those goals, of course, being increasing your income. So the first one that I have for you is proper planning. If you want to improve your lifestyle, take some of the stress out of it, take some of the hecticness out of it, if you will, if that is a word. Take, you know, being so hectic, take that out of your life, minimize on that by planning your life. You know, planning the day before. I just mentioned the daily power routine, so you want to go and check that out. That'll give you some idea. And see, you don't have to follow that routine specifically. You can actually create your own, but that will give you an idea as to what a power routine should be like. I also talk about creating a proactive plan in my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. And I give the components to a proactive plan in that book. And whatever you do, whether you get my book, whether you look at the daily power routine on our website, which is absolutely free to you, whatever you do, whether you go out and buy a book, another book on planning, you want to plan properly. Planning properly allows you to have that clarity that you need so that you can move forward. Planning properly allows you to calm down so that you can actually see your own future. And when I say see your own future, I mean the vision that you have for your life, you can be calm enough so you can see what steps you need to take in order to get to where it is you really want to be in your life so that you can make that valuable contribution. Planning properly, what it also does is it allows you the insight or the foresight to say no, just things that will not serve you, things that will not allow you to bring your best to the table such that you serve others. So number one would be proper planning. Number two, make a friend. Okay, and what that means, if you, I talk to people sometimes who tell me I don't have very many friends. I don't have any friends. Listen, if you don't have any friends, this is a very big world we live in. And there's people everywhere. And if you don't have a friend, it's because of one of two reasons. Number one, you haven't been a friend to anybody. And number two, you haven't gone out and tried to make friends. You haven't tried to connect with anyone. The show is all about having better health, creating more wealth, and also cultivating fruitful relationships. And if you haven't taken the time to cultivate some fruitful relationships, then it is going to affect your lifestyle. It's going to affect how you view life. As human beings, we learn about ourselves by connecting with other people. That's how you learn more about you. You learn about yourself from failed relationships, but you also learn about yourself from the thriving, successful relationships that you connect with. And so if you say, well, I'd like to make friends, but I don't know how. Listen, join a group. Go out and find a group. There's a website, meetups.com. They have, thousands of groups, so many groups, until it's almost like if you were a kid in a candy store, you wouldn't know which candy to grab first because there's so many to choose from. And so whatever it is you like, whatever you're excited about, then find a group. And surround yourself with those people. And if you say, well, I'm really a shy person. Well, here's the thing. You're not as shy as you think you are. If you go to the grocery store, then guess what? You've interacted with a cashier on some level. I'm pretty sure you didn't go in and steal the food. All right. So you went and you paid for it, but you interacted with a cashier. And a lot of times nowadays in most grocery stores, there's always someone stocking the shelves who will say, you know, how are you today? And so someone said hello to you, in which case I hope you said hello back. And if you've gone to your doctor, anything that you've done, if you go to your job, if you have a job, if you have your own business, well, of course, if you have your own business, I know you can't be shy. Because if you are, you're having a very difficult time in that business. So, but the key is for you to look around and realize that you're not as shy as you think you are. And being introverted is not the same thing as being shy. I'm an extrovert, and so I don't have a problem talking to people or saying hi or smiling or making friends. Introverted people, they actually don't have that problem either. So it's not the same thing. The only difference is they're not as outspoken, perhaps as I would be. And when I say outspoken, I'm not talking about being loud and obnoxious and blurting things out. I'm saying if I have something to say or something to share with a group, I don't have a problem sharing it. And so introverted people might think twice before they share, but ultimately they do share. And so the thing about it is whether you're introverted or extroverted, you can make a friend. So join a group and pick a group that you know you're going to be excited about. And a lot of times, if you're introverted, there's some extroverted people in the room and they're going to come in and they're going to come up to you and they're going to say hi. Just say hi back and let the conversation continue. Okay, the other thing is get a hobby. All right, so through your proper planning and through your desire to make friends, well, the proper planning will allow you to have time for your hobby. Knowing what your hobby is and what you love to do will allow you to choose a group or join an organization where you could actually connect with more people and make friends. So all of these things are connected. Now, the question becomes at this point, because I have a few more to share with you, the question becomes at this point, what does this have to do with making money? Well, first of all, through proper planning, you have more clarity, so you can kind of see where you want to go in your life, and you're going to get ideas for how to increase your income. When you're connecting with other people, the money actually comes from other people, comes through other people. In other words, if you have a job, that check is coming from a boss. Somebody's signing that. A human being is passing that money along to you. A human being, they pass opportunities to you. So if you have different opportunities that you're looking for, you may meet a friend who knows someone who knows someone. 6 degrees of separation, and they can help you to either learn more about what it is you're looking for or even find it. So the thing is that yes, all of these things can help you make more money. The hobby kind of reduces stress, it calms you down, but it also allows you to use that creative side of your brain. And this is where our intuition is. It's on the right side of our brain. And so when you have a hobby, you're actually stimulating that portion of your brain. And what's the big deal about the whole creativity thing? Yeah, that's where you get ideas for making more money. So these all do work hand in hand. So we've got proper planning. You're out making friends. And in the meantime, when you're relaxing, you are working on your hobby. Now, the fourth thing I have for you is exercise. And exercise is extremely important. Yeah, I know this isn't Tone It Up Tuesday, but we're talking about things that will improve your lifestyle immediately. And exercising. If you haven't gone for a walk in years, get out and take a walk and just enjoy the walk. And you're going to see what I mean. You're going to feel good immediately. Okay, so exercise is a big deal. Why? Because when you get out and you exercise, your body secretes endorphins, and endorphins make us feel good. They actually dull certain pains, and they, I don't want to say they make us happy, but our body just feels a whole lot better. And so the dopamine, I believe, is what makes us kind of feel a little happier and get those giddy feelings. That's what your brain secretes when you fall in love, by the way. And so you've got your dopamine going, your endorphins, because now you're stimulating your brain and your body. Now, when you exercise, once again, proper planning has to be in place so that you're not one of those people who's saying, I don't have time to exercise when I get up in the morning and I have to do this, I have to do that. Be honest with yourself. How early are you getting up? And how early are you going to bed at night? Are you staying up watching television? And I can tell you, years ago, I was super guilty of that, you know, watching television at night and watching all the, not the late shows, but watching things on demand and just sitting there and sometimes even kind of binging by doing a marathon, one show after another, the same show, watching one series after another. And so the thing about that is I decided to cut that out, and I do watch television sometimes at night, but not late, where I'm staying up to the point where I can't get up in the morning and I can't get up early enough so that I can get my exercise in. And so your proper planning will let you see what it is you need to either eliminate or what you need to adjust or readjust in terms of time. So exercise, and that's going to free you up to exercise. Once again, when you exercise, you feel better. Now you feel like doing your hobby. You're excited about doing your hobby, and you're going to look so much better over time because most likely you're going to lose weight if you need to lose some weight. And just even getting out and walking, and you can run. I'm doing the run-walk thing right now because I am planning to run the Gate River Run here in Jacksonville, Florida, which is 15K. Never done it before. Usually I do the 5Ks, but I thought, okay, it's really time to graduate. Plus, I've been talking about doing that on this show for a while. And so, well, actually, I was talking about doing the 10Ks, but in this case, they don't have one. So I'm just going to go ahead and graduate to the 15K. Haven't gotten to marathon level yet. But the point is, see, exercise also, it causes you to want to do more and want to broaden your horizons, not just in terms of doing more exercises or running a 15K, but it makes you feel so good until you want to try new things. And then you really will go after that hobby. And of course, it makes you feel good. So you feel better about making friends. So now we've got proper planning. We're out making friends and we are working on our hobby, which is just stimulating our minds to the nth degree. And we're exercising, which is also stimulating our minds and our bodies. So here is another one for you. We're back to talking about eliminating things. Eliminate what doesn't work for you. And when I say eliminate what doesn't work for you, I'm talking about things like having excessive debt. Listen, this is Financial Friday, so we're not going to talk about relationships today. But eliminating debt, eliminating excess weight, these things affect you. Excess weight says that you, on some level, for whatever reason, and this is not a judgment, but it says that you overeat. And if you're overeating, then you're overspending because you're spending a lot of money to purchase the foods that or purchase the excess foods that you're eating. And so think in terms of eliminating what isn't working for you and what doesn't serve you, what doesn't serve your best interests. And if you say today, for example, if you say, you know what, I have a lot of debt and I really need to eliminate some of that debt. Take a moment, once again, go to proper planning and take a moment and sit down and you want to write out all the debts so that you can see them and either get with a certified financial planner because, you know, to talk to them about a budget and helping you set up a budget, that's absolutely free. And they're experts at doing that. And so you really want to kind of plan properly when it comes to your finances and your debt. Nothing stresses you out more than the debt, than having a lot of debt. And if you say, well, I don't really want this debt. Well, you know what? Start mapping out a plan to get rid of it. And believe me, you have what you need inside to succeed. And what that means in this case is that you may not have all the answers as to how to eliminate debt because I know I wasn't so financially savvy years ago, but I took the time to learn it and connected with a certified financial planner and connected with people who could help me take the time to design my life so that I could do life with power, live from that position of power. Every single one of us were built by design to win. But you're not going to win if you don't do what it takes to win. So you want to look at what you need to eliminate from your life, or what you want to eliminate from your life. So eliminate debt, and eliminate perhaps excess weight. And there are other things you could eliminate that may be affecting you one way or the other. Eliminate having some negative thoughts. And we talked about that. If you missed that episode on Tuesday, you really want to go back and listen to that. It's a great episode because I give you lists of things that you may want to consider eliminating. So we're not going to go through that again today, because there are a lot more things that you can eliminate from your life. But we purposely saved eliminating debt to talk about it today. The final thing that I have for you, or tip that I have for you, is laugh and sing. You know, if you want to improve your lifestyle, nothing helps you gain a better perspective over your life than laughing. There's some people who don't like to laugh, and there's some people who think that it's corny to laugh. Some people think that they're too adult to laugh. You know what? As an adult, if you weren't meant to laugh, then that whole, the desire to do so would be completely taken away from you, not by a human being, but it would just happen. Nature would run its course, and when you became an adult, you would instantly stop laughing. And but the thing is that we don't ever feel the need to stop laughing. The key is to just let that happen. You know, enjoy life. It doesn't matter where you are in your life today. I can tell you this, no matter what you're going through, if you have excess finances, know that the key to all of this is you making the decision that you're going to take control of your destiny. And be disciplined enough to step out and do what it takes. Now, in one of our shows, I talked about rebelliousness and being controlling. There's a distinct difference. One is kind of external behavior. In other words, controlling in the sense that you're trying to control other people. Like, for example, if somebody wants out of a relationship, and you don't want to let them go. You want to tug and you want to hold on. Let them go. And so that's a different concept there. Once again, go back and listen to, I think that's in the eliminating show also. And so go back and listen to that, and it explains it. I explain it there. But when we're talking about taking control, what we're talking about is having discipline. And so the thing about it is just know that anything that you want in your life, if you have enough discipline, you can actually get it. So you want to learn to laugh and sing, you know, or position yourself, or program yourself, or watch something funny and just tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to laugh every single day. That's one of the things that I do, is I make it a point of laughing. I laugh at myself sometimes. There are things that I do. I don't do everything perfectly. And I refuse to live that life where I'm so rigid to the point where everything has to be perfect in my life. If you live in such a manner where you don't lighten up on yourself, and you don't laugh, and you don't sing, it doesn't matter if you can sing or not, just sing. Hey, if it makes you feel good, sing, if that's something you want to do. But the thing is that if you're so rigid and you don't lighten up on yourself, then you're closing yourself off from your best self. But if you just go ahead and learn to laugh at yourself, or just learn to laugh, just learn to lighten up, then you know what? Even if you make a mistake, sometimes when I'm doing the show, I go back and listen to it and go, wow, I didn't mean to say it that way. But the thing about it is I laugh it off, because I'm a human being. So we all make mistakes. And so my point is laugh, even if you have to laugh at yourself, and just have a great sense of humor when it comes to your lifestyle. Now, the part that you do want to take seriously as we wrap up for today is you want to take your planning seriously. That's something where you want to actually spend some quiet time with yourself, and you want to plan seriously, and you want to put the right information in your mind and have the right picture. You say, well, what's the right picture? That's not really for me to say what the right picture is specifically, but I will say this. It's a picture that's connected to that dream life that you've always seen for yourself. So we don't all have the same vision. And so that's why I can't tell you specifically what the picture looks like. But I can give you a general idea that it should be connected to your dream life. And if it's connected to your dream life, you're not going to fail. You're going to make some amazing things happen. Whatever it is you want in your life, you already have what you need inside to bring it to the forefront. The object of the game is to recognize if you're holding it back. And I want to say this about debt before I wrap up for today. When it comes to debt in your life, the thing is, debt is showing you that on some level you're holding something back, or you created the debt to compensate for something that you really wanted to do, or something that you really want to be, someone that you really want to be. And so the thing is that make the decision that you're going to be that person. You know, it's important for you to be, do, and have the things that you want in your life. And if you can do the things that you want in your life, you're going to have the things that you want in your life, because you're going to become that. You're going to be this amazing person. And when I say things, I'm saying in order to get wealth, you have to become wealth. And we'll talk about this more, because I've got an amazing series that's coming up for you that we want to start talking about it and sharing information with you about it. And we're going to launch the series up until December 15th. And I'll talk to you more about that on next week. We're ironing out the details and we're going to launch it pretty quickly here. So you don't want to miss that. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. We are going to talk to you more about wealth and what it means. And when I'm always saying that if you want wealth, you have to become wealth. This is not about falling in love with money. I'm so not about that. And so we are going to explain all of that to you in our upcoming series that we have. And I'll tell you more about that series starting Monday. So you don't want to miss Monday's show. Listen, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back with Mario J. Payne, who's going to deal with us if you have growing pains when it comes to your stocks. If you don't have stocks, you want to listen to what to look out for so you don't have to go through those growing pains. We will be back in just a moment.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs.
It's time to grow your finances with certified financial planner Mario Payne of Raymond James Financial Services. He is the financial planner committed to serving you.
Welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. And as always, on Financial Fridays, we are super excited to have Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial to stop by and talk with us about how to grow our finances. And let's find out what we're going to learn this week. It's always exciting to hear from Mario. He has the best subjects ever. I say that all the time because it's true, you guys. Anyway, with that being said, Mario, good morning.
Pat, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, another beautiful day in Jacksonville. Can't beat it.
I tell you, these beautiful days, they just keep coming and coming. So, and you know what? The beautiful thing about Jacksonville is even when it's Christmas time, it's still really nice. Missed the snow, but it's still nice.
Of course.
In Jacksonville.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. Let's get right to our topic for today. So, what wise finance information do you have for us today?
Another wise, yes, you're right. So today we want to talk about three investment principles so you don't panic about stocks. When a person invests in the stock market, they sometimes become a little bit annoyed with the ups and downs. Warren Buffett said it the best, the stock market is where the patient gets rich and the impatient loses money. So today we want to talk about just some principles that you can have that it'll allow you maybe not to panic as much as others when it comes to investing. Now, the first principle we want to talk about is do not try to time the market. A lot of times the person person wants to buy that quote unquote investment or that stock when it's at the best price, when it's at the best time. And a library full of academics, academic individuals have demonstrated that no one person can consistently predict where the market's going to go up or down over the next month, 2 months, years, or beyond that. No one can time the market. So when a person asks, you know, when's the best time to invest, I always say today. Of course, depending on how much money you have in your savings account and things of that nature, but because we don't know over the next day or 2 days if the market's going to go up, if the market's going to go down, if it's a good time to buy or sell. A lot of those things are ancillary. So you don't want to time the market. Most of us are just plain wrong. Even the certified financial planners like myself, when we say today is when you want to invest your money, because we just do not know. When everything looks rosy, when something goes awry, we invest. When things go good, we invest, and it might go up or it might go down. Prime example. March of this year, you know, the market was up. The market was doing very, very well. And then we had June, July, and August where the market went down. So if we tried to time the market in March, we might be a little bit unhappy right now because some of our investments might be down. If you compare that to the end of 2008, no one wanted to invest then, but the market was almost at an all-time low at that standpoint. That was a great time to invest. But historically speaking, we don't know when that's going to happen, so you do not want to time the market. We do know that history shows us that over 5 years, over 10 years, over 15 years, the averages average out, and it's a great time to invest historically. But from day to day, do not time the market.
Okay, now, this is really great advice. Now, the first thing you started out with is a quote from Warren Buffett, and Warren says that the patient gets rich, and the impatient, they actually lose money. Now, is that the first investing principle for someone to set in place, or what is the first investing principle that we can set in place so that we don't panic when it comes to our stocks?
Yeah, so your first principle should be do not try to time the market. Trying to wait for that perfect time to invest, trying to wait until the market goes up a little bit so you feel that, you know, you're investing when people are making money or trying to invest when it's down to the bottom where it can't go down anymore. No one knows on a day-to-day basis, you know, when is the best time to invest. And from a year-to-year basis, we don't know when the actual best time to invest. So, again, the first principle is do not try to time the market. Just invest your money and enjoy the ride.
Awesome. Now, okay, so we shouldn't try to time the market. All right, that's the very first thing that we need to understand. So with that being said, is there another investing principle that we need to pay attention to or that we need to implement as people get involved in the stock market?
Yep, great question. The second principle would be to not to give up. You definitely do not want to give up, as my office phone is ringing, but you do not want to give up. Prime example, again, 2008. In 2008, individuals was losing money. The quote-unquote stock market was going down. A lot of us went through 2008 and even early 2009. And some people say, can it happen again in 2011 when the market went down? These past few months, can it happen again in 2015? But I would say, you know, do not despair. Even with the recent downturn of the past few months, if you compare that to the losses of 2008 and 2009, those have been made up. In 2009, the market hit its bottom at 6,400 points on the Dow. As of March, it went to 18,000. That's a pretty significant increase. So yes, it went from one number down to another, but it made it back. But if we were impatient, if we gave up on investing, if we moved our money all into cash or we stuck it into our freezer under the mattress, we didn't make that money back. If you remember, you know, you're not even supposed to use your retirement money for 10, 20, or 30 years. If you're 40 years old, you have another 20, 30, 40 years until you need all your retirement money. So you need to be patient. I would also say don't worry about short-term swings in your account. So if you look at your account and it's worth one number and now the next month is worth a little bit less, I wouldn't be too concerned. You don't have to use all that money to make a European trip or to buy a car because you lost a couple dollars. You know, right. You need to just hold on and go along for the ride. You know, the whole idea is let your money to accumulate and grow over time, just like buying a house. You know, if you buy a house and the housing market goes down, you're not going to sell it. You're going to hold on to it. So you may not want to wait a half a century, but the longer that you wait for your investments to grow, the more you will make over time, historically speaking.
Okay, so I can't pull my money out and go off to Europe. Well, got to cancel that trip. But now, what happens? I've got some interest. I've got some dividends. So what should I do with the interest or dividends that I'm making?
Great question. A lot of people lose out on making even more money because with their dividends and with their interest, they don't reinvest it. Meaning if I have a company that pays me 5% a year and if I have $100,000, they give me $5,000 of interest. Instead of reinvesting that money, sometimes people take it out and spend it. You want to reinvest your dividends. You want to reinvest your money and make your money work for you. So when you sign up for a plan, either with your 401k or through an IRA or through something at your bank, you definitely want to make sure that you make the choice to reinvest your dividends and take those distributions, not in cash, but to reinvest them. So you want to check the reinvestment box. That way, you automatically dollar cost average into the market, meaning the value of that investment is invested. So when the stock market is quote unquote low, you might be able to buy more of that stock. If the stock market is higher, yes, you might not be able to buy more, but over time, it averages itself out. That's what we call dollar cost average. So by doing that, you're able to take advantage of the investments when they're down. And also when they're up, maybe not take advantage of buying, but you've made more money, so your overall account value should be up. So reinvesting dividends is a way for you to compound your interest, and you'll make your new money grow, and your old money continues to grow.
Awesome. Now, as we kind of get to before we close today, all right, you're telling us to reinvest our money. You're telling us to reinvest the interest and the dividends and never take any money out. Now, this is because this is a retirement fund, right? They're saving this for retirement, right? So what happens if they want to take the trip to Europe?
Yeah, and nothing's wrong with that. And I know we talked about this in previous conversations, and I always say the 50-25-25 rule. For every $100 that you make after taxes, so if I make $100,000 a year after taxes, I really make $80,000 a year, let's say. You know, $40,000 goes to basic bills. That's 50% of our money. $20,000 goes to spending, buying that new purse, going on vacation, taking that European trip, going to our alma mater, maybe going to a homecoming and things of that nature. And then the other 20% is savings and investing. So if you're doing the 50-25-25 model, then yes, you are reinvesting your dividends and you're making money. But since that has nothing to do with your 25% of spending money, that's allocated totally different. You don't have to worry about taking money out of your investments or pocketing some of the money that you made because 20% of your money is already allocated towards spending. So yes, when you make money, we want to enjoy it. But if we're doing the 50-25-25 rule, where half of our money goes to basic bills, 25% goes to spending, and the other 25% goes to investing in savings, you don't have to worry about taking out money for vacation because it's already allocated with your spending money.
Awesome. So we get to have our cake and eat it too. So that's really great. Mario, thank you so much for these investing principles. But before we say goodbye today, anything else you want to share with us? And also, would you like to share your information?
Yes, if you have any other questions, you know, we're definitely one click or one phone call away. Our office number, 904-733-5321. You can email us at mario.payne at raymondjames.com. Through social media, we're at mjpfinancial.com. On LinkedIn, you can find us at mjpfinancial.com. On Twitter as well, mjpfinancial.com. And on Facebook at mjpfinancial.com. Or just Google mjpfinancial.com, and everything will click, and you'll take it from there.
Awesome. Mario, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, everybody else. Have a great weekend.
That was Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial. And as we wrap up for today, I want to remind you guys that we have a very special series that's coming up. You do not want to miss it. So if you haven't had the opportunity or taken the time to go and like our Facebook page, you want to go to facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Also, check me out on Twitter, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. And how do you find me? Look under my name, Pat Council, and click those like buttons or follow buttons there also. So we want you to like us, follow us, and go everywhere. We're also on Instagram. That gives you a little sneak peek as to what's going on, not only in my life, but we also have information on our Instagram page that will inspire and excite you there also. Hey, by the way, when you stop by our Pinterest page, we have gold posters that you can download. 2016 is right around the corner. And so we're going to have more gold posters coming up, and they're already done. So all you have to do is just print them off in color, and it already has the affirmation right there underneath it for you. And that might save you some time when putting together your power vision board, not just vision board, but power vision board. And so you guys, get connected with us because we have great information coming up. As I say goodbye and wish you guys a very wonderful and exciting and happy, fruitful weekend, I want to remind you to go and check out our morning daily power routine. You can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, click on Illuminate or mentioned on podcast, and you'll find information, different information on both of those sections on our website. You can also go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com/blog, where you can see all of the shows that we did this week and all the shows we've done so far in the last month. So you want to go there and check those out because you'll see a lot of the links right there on those pages also. We want to make things a lot more convenient for you. We want to provide you with information that you can use to have better health, create more wealth, and cultivate fruitful relationships. Also, there's a sweepstakes that you can register for. We have a couple of those also. So just check us out on all of our different pages. Get connected with us and feel free to post some of the great things that's happening in your life on our Facebook page. And some of you may want to connect with me on my personal page. That's facebook.com/pat.council. Can't miss us, I tell you. You can get connected with us everywhere. Listen, you guys, have an amazing weekend. And no matter what, remember to do life with power.